The Motion Picture Association of America has been lobbying the states to pass legislation that protects movies from unauthorized downloading and file sharing on the Internet. Critics say that in the process, the association has managed to get some perfectly legitimate activities outlawed. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The problem faced by the movie and record industries is well known. People are making copies of songs and movies and exchanging them across the Internet without paying. Van Stevenson is the vice president for state legislative affairs at the Motion Picture Association of America.
When our studios are investing an average last year of $85 million in the production of a single motion picture, I think most would agree that we're entitled to a fair return on that investment.
Most people probably would agree, but not at the expense of criminalizing legitimate business activity. And that's what is happening in some states around the country, says Edward Felton, a professor of computer science at Princeton University. At least four states intended to restrict file swapping and also make it illegal to hide the name of the sender or recipient of an email. Felton says these laws would outlaw many popular corporate security devices called firewalls that guard against hackers.
The reason that firewalls conceal the place of origin of methods is to prevent an eavesdropper from attacking the machine, which is the source of the message. If the attacker or eavesdropper can't figure out where the message came from, then they can't figure out what it is that they want to attack.
One company that specializes in obscuring the identities of Internet users is San Diego-based Anonymizer. President and founder Lance Cottrell says these states seem to contradict the wishes of the federal government. His company helped the Justice Department set up an anonymous tip website after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Cottrell says the government's reasoning was that people would be more likely to offer information if they could do it anonymously. And Cottrell says some people may want to participate in political discussions online without having their identities known.
The fear would be that these laws are going to make it impossible for you to use the Internet, possibly the most uniquely democratizing communication media ever developed, and make it impossible to use it to say anything controversial for fear that that will come back to haunt you in years to come.
Pennsylvania, Virginia, Maryland, and Michigan have all passed laws making it illegal to conceal the identities of email senders and recipients. At least half a dozen other states, including Texas, South Carolina, and Massachusetts, are considering similar laws. But what the legislators are really after is theft, says Massachusetts Representative Steve Tobin. Tobin says the federal government deals with copyright, but it's the job of the states to control everything from burglary to hacking into cable systems.
If you know it's wrong to open up somebody else's front door, reach in and grab an item that doesn't belong to you, that's larceny, it's theft, it's home invasion, it's burglary, whatever you call it, that's the conduct we're after.
Tobin admits he was not aware of the implications of the Massachusetts legislation. He says Massachusetts modeled its law on similar legislation already adopted in other states. The Motion Picture Association of America is even providing state legislatures with suggested language for laws. That amounts to the blind leading the blind, says Harvard Law Professor Jonathan Zittrain. Zittrain says legislators are too quick to pass laws about technologies they don't fully understand.
The devil is in the details, and they're details that are often highly technical. And if a well-meaning legislator is told, look, this is to update our laws to modernize so that we are preventing theft of cable, hacking, malicious hacking, things like this, one says, well, I'm in favor of that. Sure, give me something, I'll vote on it.
After some prodding from critics, Michigan is reevaluating its statute, and Massachusetts is rewriting the language of its legislation that deals with the concealment of email origin and destination. But Jonathan Zittrain says, faced with the landscape of rapidly changing technologies, he can imagine a future in which legislators pass other laws without fully understanding their implications. Laura Seidel, NPR News.